a classic edition of Daily Bread.
Praise you, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Praise you, Holy Trinity. Praise you, Jesus, risen from the dead. Thank you for this glorious Easter season that is just beginning. Welcome, brothers and sisters. I'm Father Al Lauer, and remember, Easter is just beginning. It's a 50-day Sunday, as St. Athanasius said, and so we have reason to rejoice and rejoice and rejoice. The greatest celebration, a celebration that is celebrated every week and has been celebrated every week for 2,000 years and now celebrated for 50 straight days. And so let us praise the risen Christ. Please go to Mass today. Receive the risen Christ. I'm so privileged to be able to invite you to do that. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Let's repent of our sins, no matter what we have done. The Lord says, I am merciful. Let us come out of the tomb of sin.
I confess to Almighty God and to you, my brothers and sisters, that I have greatly sinned in my thoughts and in my words, in what I have done and in what I have failed to do. Through my most grievous fault. Therefore, I ask Blessed Mary, ever Virgin, all the angels and saints, and you, my brothers and sisters, to pray for me to the Lord our God.
May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen.
Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Let us pray. God our Father, your light of truth guides us to the way of Christ. May all who follow him reject what is contrary to the gospel. We ask this through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever.
Amen. Amen.
Well, brothers and sisters, if you're going to really live a risen life, you have to have a risen job. You have to look at your work in a radically different way. Most of you work jobs that take 40, 50, or more hours per week. If you are not living the risen life in those 40 or 50 hours, how can you be living the risen life, period? You can't take a 40 or 50 hour break from living the risen life and say you're living a risen life. And so it's very important for our work to be impacted and permeated with the reality that Jesus Christ is risen today. Do you understand, brothers and sisters, what we mean by that? Now, let me explain. But I want to just give a few more introductory comments. One, Pope John Paul II, in his great encyclical on human work, he says in section 3, human work is a key. Probably the essential key to the whole social question. What's the social question mean? Such things as abortion, people starving to death, the poor, even such things as euthanasia. All of this can be brought under the lordship of Jesus, but there's a key to it. And probably the essential key is this whole issue of work. When work is not under the lordship of Jesus, well, then everything just goes to pieces. In the Catechism of the Catholic Church, in section 899, the Church talks about the vocation of the laity and says that the initiative of lay Christians is necessary, especially when the matter involves discovering or inventing the means for permeating social, political, and economic realities with the demands of Christian doctrine and life. Notice the word permeating. The Lord wants your work to be permeated with the gospel, and through your work, other areas of society to be permeated with the gospel. And so the work of a Christian needs to be not only impacted by the fact of the resurrection, but permeated by the implications, the awesome implications of Jesus' resurrection from the dead. Okay, with that in mind, how does the resurrection affect your job, or how should it affect your job? For some people, the minority, but for some people, it will mean changing jobs. Out of the 12 apostles, we know 5 changed jobs. I suspect the other ones did too, even though we have no record of that. The Lord did not tell them to be good followers of Him in the fishing business, although I'm sure there were some people who were good followers of Him in the fishing business. He said to leave that business. He told Matthew to leave the tax collector's position. Now, I think it's good to see the variety here. Probably everybody who was a tax collector in those days should have left the job. The job was immoral as it was done in those days. Now, the fishing business was different. There was nothing wrong with the job. It was a legitimate job in the kingdom of God, but God still wanted those people to leave. John and James and Peter and Andrew. And so, brothers and sisters, some of you are called because Jesus is risen from the dead. You are called to leave your present job and get another job. Some of you are called to leave this job. You do not need any discernment or anything like that. The job is immoral. Now, when we say about an immoral job, we do not just mean working for the mafia and being a prostitute. There are immoral jobs not because they are always doing something wrong, but because they are not doing anything good. A job that is just an absolute waste, you say, well, it doesn't hurt anybody. Well, by being a waste, it does hurt people. Maybe you're producing a product that if it did not exist, it would not make any difference. In fact, it might even help people. It is not necessary at all. It is of no benefit. It is just a way of ripping people off or of taking advantage of their foolishness. That job is immoral. Even if you are not promoting any direct participation in evil, you are promoting a foolish way of living, and that job is immoral. And so some of you will need to change your jobs because they are downright wrong, or they are of no good. But others, your jobs are legitimate in the kingdom of God, but God still wants you to change because He has another type of work for you. All right, that's the minority. The majority will be called to stay on their jobs, but to do it in a different way. Because Jesus is risen from the dead, we approach our jobs extremely differently. I'm going to look at Colossians in chapter 3, which tells us, at least in a very brief way, some of the differences for a person who is working for the risen Christ, working in the risen Christ. In Colossians chapter 3, and look at verse 22, to slaves, that's Bible for employees, to slaves, I say, obey your human masters perfectly. One of the first things that's brought up, you can see this, for example, in 1 Peter 2:18, also in Titus chapter 2. You can see it in Ephesians in chapter 6. One of the first things that will be impacted by the fact of the resurrection is your relationship with your boss will be quite different. Instead of a relationship that is adversarial or even oppressive, you will obey your boss perfectly. But your motivation will certainly change. Your relationship with your boss will change. He hasn't changed. She hasn't changed. They're as good as they were before or as bad as they were before, but you have changed. But a second thing that will be impacted, and eventually a way of permeating your job with the truth of the risen Christ, will be your motivation. You will not be in it for the money. It says in our gospel reading, John chapter 6, that we should not be working for perishable food. We should not be working for the salary. We should not be working for the benefits. If we get paid, fine, but that's not what we work for. If we work for that, we would be slaves, not slaves of Christ, but slaves of man. And God does not want us to be slaves of man. And so why would we work then if we're not motivated by the money or by the necessity of getting what money can buy? Well, we would not work to attract attention, to get promoted to, for psychological affirmation. We would not be working to please men with all the benefits that come from that, at least temporarily. We would be working out of sincerity. A simplicity, a singleness. In plain words, we don't have mixed motives. Usually in a job, there are many, many motives all kind of put together. But we would just be there because God wants us to be there, period. That's what the word sincerity is trying to translate. And then we would do it out of reverence for the Lord. We would have a certain fear of the Lord. Not necessarily a fear of something bad from the Lord, but we would be awed that God has even created us, that God is letting us work for Him. And we would also be aware of being held accountable on Judgment Day for our work and for the quality of the work. And so our relationship with our boss would be very significantly changed because we're working for the risen Christ, in the risen Christ. Our relationship, our motives are going to be quite different. Why we work will be extremely different. And then the participation, the involvement in the work is going to be much different. Like it says right here, whatever you do, work at it with your whole being. Do it for the Lord rather than for men. Since you know full well you will receive an inheritance from Him as your reward, be slaves of Christ the Lord. And so we really get into it. The hardest working people in the world are Christians who are living the resurrection. They really work hard. Now that doesn't mean that they do just totally ridiculous hours. We're not talking about that. But I mean when they're on the job, they are really putting in a good day's work. In fact, a great day's work. And then this whole idea is brought together by saying we're slaves of Christ the Lord. A slave is not indulging himself, is not doing his own thing, but by definition is doing the master's thing. And so there's quite a change in our will. And so do you see how your job would be affected? Most of you are not called to leave your job, to change your job, but to change the way you do your job. Now, there are two other implications of this. There's no such thing as retirement when a person is in the risen Christ. No such thing. You may not be getting paid, but you still work as much as ever. Or at least you work as much as the Lord wants you to. 2 Thessalonians 3 says if you don't want to work, you shouldn't eat. So I think you're supposed to eat all the way up to your death. So you better want to work. Maybe you're not able to, but you want to. That would mean there's no such thing as unemployment in the kingdom of God. And so would you let the risen Christ impact your job so that job would permeate our society with the gospel? If you like this week of teaching, I want CDs where we have a pamphlet called Job Performance for Jesus or another one, Risen Life. Our phone number is 513-662-JESU, 513-662-JESU. Our address is Presentation Ministries, 3230 McHenry, Cincinnati, 45211. 3230 McHenry, Cincinnati, 45211. Mighty God bless you. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen.